in the run-up to G20, the WHO Council on the Economics of Health for All is calling for a radical redirection from health for the economy to the economy for health for all. Its core mission is to rethink how value in health and well-being is measured, produced, and distributed across the economy. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the Director General of the WHO, quotes his predecessor, Halfdan Mahler, in defining health for all.
The elimination of malnutrition, ignorance, contaminated drinking water, and unhygienic housing, quite as much as it does the solution of purely medical problems such as lack of doctors, hospital beds, drugs, and vaccines.
Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the COVID pandemic has shown the inequities between countries, especially as it relates to vaccination distribution. He says that only 25% of the 6.7 billion vaccine doses distributed globally have gone to lower and low-income countries, when these populations make up more than half of the global population. Adhanom says that health for all is not just an issue for the health sector. It also includes the ministries of finance, trade, and the environment. Professor Marianne Mazzucato, the founding director of the UCL Institute for Innovation and Public Purpose, says global health needs a global response, including pandemic preparedness.
We should also be pushing for more finance. We're not just going to say that we need better finance, but on the more finance, it's very important to listen to the G20 report of the high-level independent panel, which currently is calling for an investment in pandemic preparedness as a global public good. Such an important concept. I'll repeat it, a global public good. And they call for a minimum commitment from governments for pandemic prevention and preparedness to be at least $75 billion over the next 5 years, in addition to, not instead of, existing development support via ODA.
The call for a global response to health for all comes ahead of the Group of 20 Nations meeting later this week, where talks will likely include COVID-19. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.